Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Lauren Berry, and welcome to On Deadline, where we give you a closer look at stories from our radio newsrooms across the country. We like to explain things to you here at On Deadline in an engaging and even entertaining way. So, you might be wondering if that's possible when we tell you that today's episode is about redistricting. Redistricting? Interesting? But wait, please don't leave. We promise it is. Because in the case we're going to talk about today, the redistricting attempt in Texas has ramifications for the entire country. It has intrigue, drama, even scandal. Let's dive in. As background, you need to know that Texas Republicans want to redraw the state's congressional maps ahead of the 2026 midterm elections. That's to give the GOP more seats. President Donald Trump even held a call on Tuesday with congressional Republicans, urging them to carve out 5 new GOP seats from those currently held by Democrats. Here's why this is controversial. As the New York Times explained, the redistricting of House seats is supposed to come at the beginning of each decade, after a new census is conducted. Redistricting in the middle of the decade is rare and, quote, almost always contentious, since it is driven by political considerations, not demographic shifts. If they did manage to gain 5 seats, it would potentially give Republicans control of the narrowly divided House, and that would hand the president a unified government that he could presumably use to get his entire agenda passed for the rest of his term. Here's Chad Benson from KRLD with more on this high-stakes gambit.
Little-known Democrat in Texas, James Tallarico, who Joe Rogan found. So here's a politician, represents the 52nd District, Round Rock area, goes on Joe Rogan to show you the power of media and where it's at. And now he's everywhere. Now he's a new progressive star. By the way, he's left, but he's center left. He's a pastor. And he says a lot of stuff that I find very interesting. But nobody would have known about him without the power of the likes of Joe Rogan. This shows you how pop culture can influence things. And in an instant, boom, earlier today, this probably wouldn't have happened 3-4 weeks ago. He goes on MSNBC to talk about what's going on in Texas, because like I said, it's important that you are seeing Texas take up redistricting, and California is talking about a little different in California. You know, Abbott's calling a special session, but here he is talking about it on MSNBC, where, like I said, a couple weeks ago, nobody would have known outside of bit of his social media following, which has grown tremendously, and the district of which he represents, which I will say a vast majority of people probably don't even know who he is. Maybe I'm wrong.
It's been Democrats' dream to turn Texas blue. That has not happened yet. And now there's an effort, as we just discussed last block with Jonathan Martin of Politico, where President Trump has suggested that there should be some redistricting done in that state to actually create more Republican seats, helping, in his thoughts, to keep GOP in control of the House. Walk our viewers through just what that effort would look like, why you believe it's dangerous, and can Democrats in Texas do anything to stop it?
Well, you know, I'm an eighth generation Texan. My family has been here since it was Mexico. I love this state deeply. I know my party wants to turn Texas blue. I know Republicans want to keep Texas red. But I honestly think the best color for this state is purple. because competitive elections keeps all politicians on their toes. It forces elected officials to serve everybody, not just the most extreme elements of their party in a primary election.
I love that. And he's right. Look, the best would be everything to be purple and you would be forced to actually work for your constituents. But unfortunately, gerrymandering, redistricting, depending on what side of the aisle you're on, this is what happens. You go and look at the states. I think there's only one state that's purple, maybe two at any given time. Most of them are spoken for. And that is frustrating as hell. And, you know, Trump wants this. And because Trump wants it, there's not a lot of politicians out there that have the cojones to say, no, we're not going to give it to you. And, you know, now you've got California saying, well, we're going to do the same, a little different California. I do believe, if I'm correct, and I may be wrong, we'll have Jim Kennedy on later on this week to talk about it. I think California, to redistrict in a certain way, you may have to put it to an actual vote, not on the House floor, but an actual on the ballot vote. I could be wrong, though. Continue, sir.
Unfortunately, President Trump is attempting to rig the next election here in Texas. He and his Republican allies in D.C. just passed the largest transfer of wealth in American history with their big, beautiful bill. I mean, literally kicking millions of people, including millions of Texans, off their health care to fund tax breaks for billionaires. They know it's unpopular. I mean, they can read polling like anybody else, but they don't care because they have this plan. Trump just told our governor to redraw the political maps in Texas, to take our districts and turn them into crazy shapes so they can guarantee the outcome they want, regardless of how people vote.
And I don't want that. I don't. Look, I'm a guy who, you know, I call myself conservatarian, whatever you want to call. I have some liberal ideas. I have some conservative ideas. I don't live in a world of I'm this way on every issue, regardless what it is, even if it goes against me, because I have to vote my side or the other side. I want the best for America and Americans. And some of these, you know, districts that, and it's not just Republicans, by the way. I mean, over the last several years, the Democrats have lost on numerous occasions in courts for the way they draw their bizarre districts up, because they both do it. They both do it. The question is, will it be successful here? Because Trump needs the midterms to be strong. He's looking. He doesn't have that much of a lead in the House. I think they're down to one now with yet another retirement. And you're trying to do everything you can to protect yourself and what you have, hoping that all of the stuff that's going on, the winning that is happening, and he has got some wins, regardless of what people think, that that's going to translate to seats. But we live in a very, odd society where even if you're doing well, but you seem to have a lot of the power, we tend to go, we're going to check you with some of that power. So that's why I know this is a huge deal for Trump, because his fear is, and look, my fear is the minute the Democrats took over the House, if they won next year, is all it's going to be is investigation after investigation on Donald Trump, and let's impeach him and let's do all of these things. All right, let's just move on from some of this stuff, which is hard because both parties love to live in the rearview mirror. But that is why this is such a big deal. And that is why Trump looks around and is hyper-focused on getting this done.
And that should be alarming to all of us, whether you're a Democrat or Republican or an independent. We don't want politicians picking their voters. We want voters picking their politicians. I mean, that's how democracy is supposed to work. And if they succeed with this power grab here in Texas, they're going to do it across the country. They're going to rig the 2026 midterms. And that means that they won't have to fear voters ever again. They can enrich themselves and their donors with impunity, without consequences, without accountability. And that's not how the democratic process is supposed to work. So I hope...
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
All Texans, regardless of their party, can stand up against this and tell politicians not to silence our voices and rig the next election.
We'll see what they do. They're going to try their hardest, Senator Slotkin, on redistricting. But to show you what a potential nightmare this could be for the Democrats and how they're getting more than just angry about it and why this is becoming a big story nationwide, this is an Axios summit, I think. This is Senator Slotkin from Michigan talking about what they do and what she'll do if Texas redistricts right now.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think it's pretty rare. I don't know if it's unprecedented what they're trying to do in Texas. They're trying to pick their voters, right? They're trying to redraw the lines in the middle of a decade so that they have more seats, right? It is very open and obvious. In Michigan, we felt so strongly about gerrymandering and how bad it is when politicians get to draw their own districts that we passed a constitutional amendment, wildly bipartisan, right? My swing state, that we voted on that 4 years ago, and it was, or maybe 6 years ago now, and it was deeply popular. And now we have a citizens commission that meets every decade and draws the lines, and it's much more rational. It's also competitive, right? It makes sure you have politicians who compete. But I will tell you this, if they're gonna go nuclear in Texas, I'm gonna go nuclear in other places. I'm not going to like fight with one arm tied behind my back. I don't want to do that. Sure. But if they're proposing to rig the game, like we're going to get in that game and fight.
I would expect nothing less. And it should be frustrating to all of us because we should be able to pick the people, not them put themselves in a position to go, oh, I'll take that group and we'll be fine. That is frustrating. We'll see what happens. The story's only going to get bigger and bigger as this goes on and as the special session goes on in Texas, and then find out what California does. And will the likes of, you know, Senator Slotkin go nuclear or not and try to do it in other places?
The redistricting attempt in Texas is anything but a done deal, though. Thousands are rising up against it. Here's Chris Fox at KRLD on what happened when the state's redistricting committee took its show on the road.
It was an overflow crowd at the University of Texas at Arlington to let state lawmakers know what they think of the GOP plan to redraw the state's congressional maps. President Trump's goal is to flip five more seats to the Republicans.
And they are focused on dismantling minority voting rights.
It feels like we are being told once again, that we don't count.
The overwhelming majority against redistricting. One of the most powerful voices came from Mary Trotty of Houston.
I do not agree with the redistricting because it does nothing but put us farther back. I am 97 years old, but I am not going to be silent.
But President Donald Trump, he's a man on a mission. Here's what he said during a quick visit with the press.
How many more seats do you want the Republicans to draw?
Five.
And then what if California, New York, and Illinois, and other
places? Yeah, well, that's okay, too, but five. I think we get five. And there could be some other states. We're going to get another three or four or five in addition. Texas would be the biggest one, and that'll be fine. No, just a very simple redrawing. We pick up five seats. But we have a couple of other states where we'll pick up seats also.
So what you just heard was Trump talking about not just Texas redrawing its districts to pick up seats for the GOP, but also other states. Could the massive blue state of California go tit for tat with the GOP and create its own redistricting plan? Here's Phil Matier from KCBS with the latest on that.
Governor Newsom says he is thinking about calling a special election to redraw California's congressional districts, give Democrats even more control in the state. Now, this comes after Texas governor announced plans to redraw district maps in that state, where it would likely go in the other direction. So, Phil, is Governor Newsom serious about this?
Well, it remains to be seen, and it would be a tough one to do. But let's roll the tape back a little bit. What we have here is sort of a fight for control of the House of Representatives, which would be crucial for the final 2 years of the Trump term. And what we have is midterm elections, and that's when voters turn out and go one way or the other. And historically, whoever's in the White House or in control loses seats. In the midterms, people tend to not be as happy as they were during the general election. A recession comes in, something like that happens. And so the Texans and the Republicans are talking about redrawing their district maps in order to give Republicans more of an advantage. They already have 25 of the 38 congressional seats out of Texas, and they've been thinking about redrawing it under a special session to increase that number or to give Republicans an edge in more districts, which would have changed the balance in the midterm election. Gavin Newsom is saying them's fighting words and is threatening to do the same in California, where we have, 43 of our 52 are Democrats. He says we could redraw the lines and get a few seats ourselves to counter Texas. This is like a war between two states.
Yeah, it is. I think you have to be careful when you start gerrymandering districts. I know New York a while back wanted to redraw the district lines. Democrats control New York. They pushed through a map that was so blatantly partisan that the courts threw it out. They had to remap again, and the Republicans ended up gaining seats.
Be careful what you ask for. Right. It just might backfire on you. California would be a tough one as well, because in 2010, then-Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger went to the voters and said, look, enough with this whoever's in power drawing the lines to suit them. And we voted to set up a commission, a bipartisan commission or nonpartisan commission. We have has five Democrats on it, five Republicans, and four with no party affiliations. And they are the ones that draw the maps. So if Governor Gavin Newsom is going to try to play hardball with Texas and redo the rules, he's going to have to go with a special election to overturn that. And that special election would not be cheap. He's talking about maybe doing it. It would probably cost about $200 million. But he says the stakes are high enough for it to go. Then there's also the question, you say, okay, if you're going to do this, you're going to get down in the dirt with Texas. What about, holding the high moral ground where you're not going to gerrymander? You're not going to try to rig things. And his response to that is, it's kind of tough to hold the high moral ground when it's being shaken from under your feet by what's going on in Texas. So we're going to see how this thing rolls out. But, when in doubt, change the rules.
Yeah, I mean, you don't even know if Newsom would succeed. I mean, we know that Republicans made some gains in the general election in 2024. Even if he uses all this muscle and he changes the rules, overturns the commission, blah, blah. I mean, could he actually do it? I mean, would the votes be there to redraw even more in favor of Democrats?
Steve, even if the votes were there, even if the legislature did it and had the votes to pass it, which would be very controversial because, as you said, a lot of people would not be happy with it. Remember, we have a presidential, we have the governors, we also have the courts. And no matter what California did in that direction, we'd probably wind up being tied up in the courts. So this is more of a statement about how tense things are in the midterms and how much is at stake than anything else. Will he do it? We'll see. It would be expensive. It would be risky, but it would be bold. And that's something Gavin Newsom is looking to do a lot of these days as he contemplates running for president.
And with a razor thin margin favoring Republicans now in the House, if Texas is able to succeed and add a few more red districts, it pays off for them.
Pays off big time in more ways than one, because if they control that, then they control the tap to the state funding, which California is losing out with a predominantly Republican Congress. So there's a lot at stake at this, and there's a lot of questions about, okay, where do your ethics stands versus just your bottom line of trying to win and maintain what power you have left. Gamble right there, because right now, I mean, you can effectively, pretty much, upend an administration. And we've seen it happen with Democrats and Republicans as well when the midterm elections come and they lose control of the House. That really puts a severe hampering on legislation going through. But the idea of getting five extra Republican seats because Democrats are really upset. And then Governor Newsom said just the other day, means we have to fight fire with fire and maybe do it ourselves. Maybe California should turn around and redistrict and add Democratic favorable seats if they can, four or five, to counter it. Right now, he's making a point. Whether he can actually make that change, that's a big one. That remains to be seen.
So Newsom hosted six Democratic Texas state lawmakers at the governor's mansion on Friday afternoon. What do you know about that conversation? And also, what would redistricting look like in California?
Well, that's a good one. Remember the old word gerrymandering, where you have to draw lines all over in order to try to make it happen? That's exactly what voters in California wanted to put an end to about 20 years ago when they passed a statewide initiative that set up a non-political group to look over and make sure that the districts were drawn fairly and without favor to one or the other parties, to end the practice of sort of carving up districts that way. Well, the governor met with Texas lawmakers. They came out from Texas in order to make a point, Margie, in order to get national attention, because he's saying, look, we've got this as an issue here, maybe, but we don't know what we can do about it, because as it stands right now, what he would have to do would be change the law and change the maps in California. That's a pretty big process, either one of those. And he would have to put both of them probably in front of the voters real quick in order for them to say, yes, we're agreeing to change how we redistrict, and also we're going to redistrict at the same time and approve this. That would be a very expensive and very, very tough fight. So what he's trying to do is says, okay, we might not be able to do it in time, but maybe how about you in Illinois, Governor Pritzker in Illinois, in Missouri, in New York, other places, take a look at this and fight fire with fire. Okay, is Gavin Newsom doing this to get on the national stage? Yes. Is he doing this to fight the Republicans? Yes. Is some of this brought on because Donald Trump is backing it big time? Yes. You put it all together and you have a real clear evidence that these people are going to be fighting on every level with the courts. They're going to be fighting in terms of the state legislatures. They're going to be fighting in Congress. And the Democrats feel like they're behind the eight ball right now. And they don't want the Republicans just to run the table.
If you think this all sounds a little too close to a season of Game of Thrones, you're not alone. But who gets the Iron Throne and who ends up being slayed by the dragons of government? Well, Democrats currently hold 12 of Texas's 38 seats in the House and had expected to gain another in the 18th congressional district in November when a vote will be held to fill the vacant seat in a strongly Democratic area of Houston. MSNBC reported that Trump envisions a map in which the GOP controls 30 of the state's 38 seats, instead of the current 25, which would give the party nearly 80% control over Texas's U.S. House delegation. On Tuesday, the Texas House Democratic Caucus said they'll use whatever means necessary to fight the redistricting effort. And House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries accused Republicans of, quote, conspiring to rig the Texas congressional map as part of an effort to disenfranchise millions of people. Now, how serious Governor Gavin Newsom is about redistricting in California remains to be seen. But Governor Greg Abbott of Texas wants the special session that includes redrawing House districts to convene later this month. We'll keep you appraised of how it all goes. But it's worth noting that some on both sides of the aisle are worried the clearly partisan redistricting attempt itself could backfire on the GOP and become a rallying cry for Democrats to unseat Republicans in their own districts. As the Texas Tribune noted, a Democratic majority could mean obstruction, investigations, and even impeachment efforts. Thanks for listening to On Deadline. This episode was written and produced by me and by Christy Strouser. Subscribe to On Deadline on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.